Query from Bhakta Brendan. While preaching, I have come across several persons who doubt the cycle of birth and death, and when the point comes up about having to go through millions of births in the animal realm, or any realm for that matter, before coming back to the human platform, I often hear, well, I was born in this human body and don't remember my other births, so if the same chance will happen again someday, what is the urgency of this human birth? So basically they're saying that they do not remember the suffering of other lives, yet all of a sudden they were born in this human form where things are pretty nice, and they're wondering what need is there to change. What does it matter if they take so many animal births as long as they don't remember, since one day they will just be back in a human form again? So I'm wondering how to defeat this argument. Point out that you may think it's very nice, but actually this world is a place of misery. You can't avoid birth, death, old age and disease. These are miserable. You have to die. It's miserable. There's no guarantee that you may think that you're very happy now, but at any moment you can be struck with some severe disease. You could be... Not only can you be, but it's quite likely. There must be millions of people all over the world who are suffering severely from various diseases. Literally millions. So just see, this world is miserable. Of course, people who are bhogaishvarya prasaktanam, who are attached to the illusion of enjoying this world, tayapahrita chetasam, their consciousness is covered. And therefore, vivasayatmaka buddhi samadhana vidhiyate, they can't get the clear intelligence by which they can understand things clearly. But anyway, there's no harm to tell them. Tell them this world is full of suffering. But the illusion of Maya is, if you at some point when you think you're enjoying, you think that it'll go on forever. So just, you can tell them, okay, you don't believe it, just wait, just remember these words. The time will come when you will find out. It will come. So you can tell them like that. I wouldn't bother too much trying to hammer the point home to people who are so much insistent that life is very nice. You can tell them, yeah, actually this world is full of suffering. You don't believe it? Okay, just wait and see. Now you don't believe it? Wait and see. There will come some time when you will find out, for sure. And then people, they're not feeling happy, they take some intoxication. It's from Bhakta Brendan, from the Western world. So, people, they find the world isn't as nice as they would like it to be, so in the West it's very common just to take some intoxication to make it seem how things are nice, to make it seem that life is nice. Well, you take some intoxication, and the big thing in the West these days now is crack, so I'm told. In Russia also, do you know? It's like some concentrated cocaine, so we're told. And it's highly addictive, so you get some euphoric feeling from taking it, but the euphoria lasts for a short time, and the psychological side effects of depression, dependency, that's with you for most of the time. And people are, in the Western countries also, people are so, they're so much in this thing that we have to gratify our senses. This feeling, we have to have this very strong gratification of our senses. Always the sports and sex and fashion, driving fast cars, earning lots of money. They always to be charged up. And then you have to take some intoxication. Always charged up like this. The idea that you can sit peacefully and be satisfied, they have no such idea in their culture whatsoever. Just sit peacefully, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. They have no such idea. Even to be satisfied on a more mundane platform, just to be satisfied with your family, that also. I mean, it was there in Western culture, but I don't know if it's there. It's gone to a large extent now.